This is a real life superhero. He doesn't put on the costumes, right, Matt Powers? Because Bill Powers and Angela's house, I mean, the job he has done over the years since I've been with these stations.
Thank you for having me.
It's great having you here. Young Matthew as well.
Matthew Powers.
Matthew Powers. Hey, this is an incredible day, speaking obviously the first hour with Joanna Rota. It's a day, Bill, that you can relate to in such a big way. Not to drum up everything again,
right,
but obviously 13 years ago, 28 years ago for Mr. Paulo Castro, who started it all. But, you know, it's an incredible day, and I'm just so engaged with the stories of these parents and the nurses and the young kids that are involved here and the camaraderie that exists. It's amazing to witness.
You know, it really is kind of like a family. You know, on the outset, obviously, it's a family you really don't want to be a part of, because normally it means you've had some adversity with your family and with your children. Again, everybody's journey is different, so I can't tell you that I understand or that I know what somebody's going through, but I understand it because I've lived that particular journey. But at the end of the day, everybody's story is different. But one, something that makes it easier is when you're with a group of people who know exactly or understand what you're going on. And that's what the family's like. You know, it is a camaraderie, and it helps to be around similar people that understand what you're going through.
It is tremendous stuff. Mr. Powers, check him out.
Another man I love, Bill Powers.
We're talking Angela. You did such a great job with this. It's so invigorating, man, this whole thing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool to know that there's somebody there that can help out families like this. You know, like we were saying, my daughter, this is actually the 13th anniversary of her passing. She earned her wings 13 years ago today. But Angela's house was there for us. You know, you feel isolated. You feel like you've got nowhere to turn. You've got no support system. All of a sudden, you get a phone number for Angela's house, and my wife's speaking to Bob Paulo Castro 10:30 on a Sunday night, and you have somebody who understands you, understands what you're going through, and is there to help no matter what.
Just give us an idea about the coordination now with Bob. Many moons, it was about 13 years ago, right?
Well, 13 years ago is when she passed, so we connected.
How long after that did the hookup happen?
We connected with Bob about 15 years ago.
Okay.
Caitlin Marie is my daughter. Her and my wife are down in CHOPS, Philadelphia Children's Hospital, after she just had major surgery. My sister got the phone number from Bob. You know, somebody knew what she was going through, what we were going through, and they said, call him. Any day, and he's waiting for your phone call. It was about 10:30 on a Sunday evening when my wife finally got the baby settled and she had an opportunity to call Bob. And she sat there crying to him for about 30 minutes. And Bob's like, we're here. We'll help you. When you get you home, we will start getting a coordinator in there to try to set up services. He offered to pay for me and my son, you know, because I have an older son, to go down and visit, you know, in Philadelphia. He didn't know that me and my son had been going down 2-3 times a week to visit and stuff. And from that point on, anything that we needed medically for my daughter, we had. We had nursing care. It was just phenomenal. And all the way through until, you know, when she passed, he gave us money towards the funeral. My older son had some issues down the line. He got him a wheelchair that he needed. And thank God he doesn't need it anymore. He's now on a baseball scholarship in Pittsburgh. So it's amazing. But they were there for us. There were families doing what we're doing 13, 14, 15 years ago. And so I think it's important that we give back and we help these families that need help.
It's amazing. It really is. 631-648-2500. Any type of donation.
631-648-2500. We also have great items that you can bid on an online auction. Currently, we're bidding for Scotty McCreary tomorrow at the West Hampton Beach Performing Arts Center. Tickets, meet and greet, and he'll sign a guitar for you right in front of you and stuff like that. So lots of cool stuff. Online, we have a guitar autographed by Keith Urban, Sam Hunt, all the country stars at the ACMs. Lots of cool stuff that you can bid on. Every penny is going to help Angela's house. And then, I know you're sitting there, Bill, shut up. I want to talk now. But I'm taking a...
Keep going.
This is my radio station,
pal. No, you go,
Bill
Powers.
Keep going, man.
Tonight, we're having a party at the Grill in the Ville in Farmingville.
Yep.
An after party between 6 and 10 p.m. Whether you're a country music fan or not, come on down. DJ Deuce is coming down, and Miss Rachel with line dance lessons. The Yankee game will be on, so come down, watch the Yankee game. There'll be drink specials.
Watch the Yankees celebrate.
Watch the Yankees celebrate. Celebrate with us. We're going to have a Chinese auction. It's a $10 donation at the door. Chinese auction. We're going to be raffling off another guitar autographed by the artist from the ACMs. Also, we're going to be raffling off tickets to the My Country 96 Secret Holiday Show, which is going to include a meet and greet as well as an autographed guitar as well. So we're going to be auctioning that off tonight, and a Chinese auction. Lots of great stuff. And thank you to the Grill in the Ville. Thank you to DJ Deuce and Miss Rachel. Because of everybody contributing, 100% of the proceeds are going to help medically fragile kids and their families.
Fantastic stuff, folks. And, you know, I tell you, just go to the website, angelashouse.org. And if you haven't seen the houses, You know, my recommendation, go into Stony Brook, Smithtown, East Mauritius. Check out one of the homes. It's amazing.
One of the things that is so special about Angela's house, and yep. I know you had Johanna on a little bit earlier, two separate programs. One is for the kids who are too medically fragile who cannot go home. And that's what the homes are for, the three homes. But the homes are set up to be like their very own homes, as if they were living in their in the home with their families. You know, murals on the walls, you know, their own stuff, a living room, an area where the kids can congregate with not only other kids in the home, but their families and stuff. Mom and dad can visit instead of being an hour, two, 3 hours away. They're 10, 15 minutes from their parents who can come and visit them every single day. And then, of course, the Care at Home program, which the kids who need the assistance but can live at home. I don't know about you, Jay. When I get sick, I'm a big baby. I want my mommy. I don't want to be anywhere, but I want my mommy.
Oh, I'm the biggest baby.
Right. So this allows the kids to be home with their moms.
Yeah.
And the moms could take care of them. But it also gives them a break because they've got nursing care, so mom can go and do what she's got to
do.
So
here's
well.
The deal. So let's say there is somebody right now on their way, let's say, to a hospital. Mm-hmm. And they're obviously going to see their child, and they're hearing this, and it's resonating with them, the fact mm-hmm. that medical costs being off the charts and everything else, what would one have to do? What would be the first step, let's say, for a parent hearing this saying, you know what, let me check this out. Let me see what I got to do here.
Call Angela's House.
Call them.
Call them. Or you can go to their website, angelashouse.org. That's probably the first step because all okay. the information's there.
Yep.
You can learn more about them. And you can contact the phone numbers right there that you can get in touch with them.
Is that the 979 number? 979-2620, area code 631, the offices of Angela's.
Yeah. Call them. And Bob will get back in touch with you or somebody from Angela's House, and there you can discuss your case. And what are the most important things? This is not if you've got, you know, if you've got cerebral palsy, you've got foundations for it. If you've got multiple sclerosis, there's foundations for it. And by the way, there are kids in the program who have these particular ailments. Just about anything. They're there for you. They're there to help you. So don't be afraid. You know, the recent walk that we gave out, they gave out T-shirts to people who participated in the walk. And on the shirt had all of the different kinds of ailments that they're treating. And there's hundreds and hundreds of things on that list. So anything that you might need, call Bob. And if he can't help you, he will direct you where to go. Every single year we do this, we always help at least one family. There was a family in New Jersey last year who called. They heard about it. Now, it's... Bob couldn't help him specifically, but he got them in touch so that they can get the help that they needed in New Jersey. So they'll guide you as well. So it's phenomenal. It really is.
And folks, like I said, you know, 5, 10, 15, doesn't matter. It adds up, and it goes to a wonderful, wonderful cause, Angela's House. Check it out, the website, angelashouse.org. Make the donation today, 631-648-2500. The great Country 96, Fathead and Company in the morning here.
Yeah.
And Anna over at La Fiesta.
La Fiesta.
And, of course, Mr. Branca on Aldi's, all coordinating efforts
yep.
as far as getting everything going to be on the websites and everything else with Angela's House. You know, you've heard the conversations. You've heard the interviews. They are incredibly engaging. You'd have to not have a pulse. Not to have a feeling as far as these families and kids and everything else.
Do you have the Dylan interview?
You know, that's a tremendous interview. Was that the same kid we had last year?
Last year he did stop by as well, and that's one of the most amazing things. These kids come in all different shapes, sizes, different. You look at Dylan, and with the exception,
he sang a song.
That was Jake. Sang for us. Jake actually sang for us this year as well.
Oh my goodness!
I think his mom said he'd been through like 30 surgeries or something like that. He's 10 years old, but he's a great kid. He's a great kid, and you know, he's playing basketball. He's doing everything he needs to do. So. Dylan's a good kid. I think he got the second part with his mom, which maybe you'll air in a little bit. But special kid. Special. All these kids are fantastic.
It is amazing. You know what's even more amazing? The parents, the strength that they show. And they have to really show it because, you know, it's their child and everything. But it's, you know, it's just amazing the fortitude and everything else they possess to move along and everything.
You know, they say that the old cliche, God doesn't give you more than you can handle. Well, I don't know how he thinks
how much
people
more can
are this
handle?
Strong. Yeah, but the parents do it. You know, you're a father.
Yeah.
So you do anything for your kids. Mm-hmm. And that's what happens here. You do anything and everything you can for your kids. You try to show the strength that you can. And again, that's part of what Angela's House helps with, support. They're there for you. You know, if they've got with the nursing care, maybe you and your husband or you and your boyfriend or, you know, you and your Gumar, whatever, you need a break and you need to get out. You know, that's part of what they can, you know, with the nursing care that you all of a sudden have maybe around the clock or for special times and stuff like that. You can get out. You can have that release. You can go on out. You can talk to other families that are in the same situation that may be able to help you get through it. So, and that's the one of the most important thing is the support.
No question. 648-2500. 631-648-2500. That's the number to call all day long, folks, at our JVC home base. And, listen, every little dollar counts, okay? Let's put it this way. And think about it. The costs, the medical costs, the insurance, when that runs out, the overage, and just the everyday medical situations that these people have to endure and the expense. And that's why, you know, these homes created, three of them right now, Stony Brook, Smithtown, East Mauritius. Maybe a fourth one, Bill, could be coming soon, right?
Yeah, there's some stuff that some Bob has there? In the works. And, you know, Bob is working tirelessly. Bob is normally here today for this event, but he's at another important event, a legislative breakfast, where he's, you know, he's dealing with everybody to try to make this stuff happen. And, this guy works tireless, you know, and he never looks like he's exhausted. I always ask his kids, you know, if there's got to be a skeleton somewhere, but he's the nicest guy in the world.
Great stuff. So. And memorabilia will be auctioned off all day long. Sports world, music world, you know, the Yankees with the, what, Brett Gardner and
Jacoby Ellsbury.
Jacoby, a couple of signed baseballs there. A
couple of signed baseballs. Last check, that was at about $160, I think, like that, for both of them.
And think about it, folks. You know, these could be World Series champions. So, you know, you're talking about a ball that could be worth a lot of money and everything. Keep that in mind there. If you're a baseball fan and everything else, you know, you got to think economics a little bit. But Stephen Matz.
College funds.
our friend Stephen Matz, right? Is he healthy now, I hope?
You know what? I spoke to him a couple of weeks ago. He's rehabbing. He's getting ready for his wedding as well. So he's a very busy man. But he is rehabbing. He is feeling better.
Got all the talent in the world. This guy.
The entire team. But he's you know, he's been there for Angela's House last year, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
He did strikeout, you know, for every strikeout that he got, he donated. He matched a donation and stuff like that. And, anytime I give him a call, he says, Bill who? And then he says, oh, Angela's House. And he helps us. You know,
right.
He's a phenomenal kid. So, we can't thank him enough.
Yeah.
You know, Mick Foley from the WWE, same thing. Actually, he's going to be on our sister station, My Country 86.1. You know, if
and
you want to stop by.
He mentions Angela's House in his new book.
In his new book, that's right. He talks all about Ella, because he's one of Santa's biggest helpers, Mick Foley. And,
best-selling author now.
Right, and he's got a new book out, which came out on the 17th.
Yeah.
And we're not trying to shill books, but hey, buy it. He's a good guy.
He is a good guy.
But there is a story about Angela's House and how he visited Ella on Christmas night. So he just does spectacular work, and he's another big supporter of what we do, and that's what we need. We need support of anybody and everybody. 648-2500, area code 631. If you can make a $5, if we can have 100 people make a $5 donation, makes a difference.
Heads up, no question. Of course, meet and greets as well in the music world. Faith Hill, Tim McGraw.
That's going till 9 o'clock. Current bid $1,500. George from Atlantic Auto Glass is the one who made that bid. That one's going to be tough to beat. We're also taking, I'm not at the radio station, obviously, right now, where the phone calls are going, but we were taking the next two people who were willing to pay $250 for tickets to the show. No meet and greet, but we had extra tickets to the show as well. Also, Scotty McCreary tomorrow at the West Hampton Beach Performing Arts Center. The bid for tickets to the show, good tickets to the show. It only sits 400 people, so it's got to be good seats. But good seats to the show, meet and greet, and he'll autograph a guitar in front of you. That was at $500 when I left. Don't know what the current bid. Same phone number, 631-648-2500. And as the day goes on, we're going to have tickets with meet and greet, and you'll hang out on Chris Lane's bus when they come to the... The new place?
Stereo Garden.
Thank you.
When they
come to the Stereo Garden on November 2nd. I keep forgetting it, but it's like I've been hit with chairs, like Foley. I don't remember anything. But we're going to have that later on today. Yep. We have Dustin Lynch. Yep. He's going to be in the city on December 2nd. We have tickets, meet and greet, hotel, dinner, and stuff like that. So lots of cool stuff all day long on My Country 96.1.
Fantastic stuff, folks. Always a great deal when it comes to Angela's House on an annual basis, obviously. JVC really kind of steering the ship. And oldies, the La Fiesta, and, of course, Country 96.1.
Yeah.
Doing some great things.
Yeah, La Fiesta is a supporter this year, yeah, which is fantastic. Yep. And there's a lot of folks in the community that they reach that need assistance as well. So, anything and everything that you can give would be fantastic. You know, like we said, $5, $10, anything, 631-648, 2500. You want to check out the online auction items, licountry.com. I believe it's on the linewsradio.com website as well. It'll steer you to that. And all the information is going to be right there for you.
631-648-2500. No donation is too small. Bill Powers, Johanna Rota, doing a tremendous job. Really coordinating.
Thank you.
The entire event. And Johanna, we spoke with you before. There's a big outreach as far as the La Fiesta situation. You want to talk about that again?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, we're very grateful to have Anna Maria's support with it this year, and John G, who did some interviews, and Jairo over at Latinas, who helped us, actually gave us a free ad in his magazine. So that was really wonderful. But we're doing a really concerted effort to try to outreach to the Latino community. Right now, I think we only have a handful of families who are Spanish speakers. And so we want to make sure that folks in that community are not feeling isolated. It's troubling times potentially, and they're feeling like if they come out and ask for help, maybe there might be repercussions. So we're just trying to make sure that they know that, what's most important to us is making sure that their children are okay and that they have a better quality of life. And so outside of all of the politics, that's what matters to us. So that's what Sabina and Daisy, who you heard from earlier, yeah, are working to do. And we're very grateful to have them on our team. And so, yeah, if there's anyone out in the community that knows of any families, whether they're Hispanic, Latino, Haitian, Creole, whatever background they might be, we are here to help everyone.
It's great stuff. 648-2500. Do we have any of the latest bids on any of the items, my friend?
Still sitting at $1,500 for the meet and greet and tickets for Faith Hill. That's not going to be beaten. I don't think.
You want to dare someone?
I dare you.
Yeah.
I dare you.
Dare somebody.
Come on now.
$1,505 we'll take. Yeah. It beats it.
Is that $20 increment?
Yeah. No, $5. That's okay. Beat it. They're performing next week. It's the end of their tour, last stop in the tour. It appears that Brooklyn seems to be the last stop in the tours, because last year Keith Urban's Ripcord tour ended at the Barclay Center. But it's for next Friday night. $1,500 meet and greet with Faith and Tim. Maybe if you're savvy, you don't know where the night can bring you. But anyway, that is still the current bid till 9 o'clock. And tomorrow night, Scotty McCreary, he's going to be performing at the West Hampton Beach Performing Arts Center. Meet and greet tickets and an autographed guitar. That bid still sits at $500.
That's an amazing situation.
You know what? The cool part is, this is stuff.
Guys, first of all, the guy's a great performer, American Idol winner, the whole thing.
Yeah, we just have to make sure, when he goes through the airport, so he doesn't bring things with him. But he forgets he's got weapons with him at times.
North Carolina.
Whatever, North Carolina. But they're all legal. They're all legal. He just, forgets. Yep. Maybe he got hit in the chair with a couple of chairs. Phenomenal artist, great thing. And the cool thing, this is stuff that you don't normally get to do. I think that's what we're trying to create with some of the things that we have at licountry.com, later on today, hanging out on Chris Lane's bus. I mean, I've been in radio for 30 years, and when I got to do shots with Dustin Lynch a couple of years ago on his bus, I thought it was the coolest thing. He was playing some new music for us and stuff. Yeah. So it's an experience that you don't. So
great. So, hey, listen, that Faith Hill, Tim McGraw deal is another great. Seriously, how many more better collaborations, husband and wife, in the country field are better than Tim McGraw
and
Faith Hill.
Listen, and if you're savvy, you know, I'm sure Faith will leave, you know, Tim for you, you know? A little charm, you know. You never know.
Never know.
You never know.
Could be trouble in paradise there.
It could be. I doubt it, but you never know.
And I'll scoop up Tim.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll scoop up Tim
to the rescue.
Yeah. So it's amazing.
I don't want him to be alone.
A
couple of years ago when Tim played Jones Beach, I think it was like last year, and Fathead was there, and he was talking to him, and he goes, yeah, he goes, I was out in the yard, you know, at 4 o'clock, Faith comes out and says, don't you have a show in New York in a couple of hours? And he goes, so he had to go take a shower, but Faith made sure everything was planted before he left. Yeah. Hopped on a plane, came, did his performance and stuff like that. So him and Faith are still very, 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 very good.
And I think, if I remember correctly, they're teaming up, if I'm not mistaken, right, for another...
Well, right now they've been doing the tour together.
Yeah.
And they just came out with the first collaborated
record.
That's
what it was, first one.
Yeah.
Good stuff.